Blog Talk Radio.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I changed my mind, this love is fine. It's just great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love the shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Got you my nails and then I switch all my thumbs. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire.
Okay, I was begging somebody to tell me they could hear me, and I didn't get any response, so begging doesn't work. Hmm. Did you know that? I decided that.
Really? Oh, boy.
Well, actually, what it boiled down to is you all couldn't hear me on my microphone. So, nothing new, you know, nothing to get upset about. Oh. It's not a big deal. I'm on my phone now, so I hope everybody can hear me now, because if not, I'll just play music, and that would be tough. That might put me in the hospital if I just played music and didn't talk. You know, that could be more than my system could take. y'all know I'm telling the truth. You do? Hey. Okay, guys. We're doing a 90s music show today. We have 1950s Elvis. We have 1950s Johnny Cash. We have 1950s Rusty Draper. We have Tommy Edwards, Andy Williams, Hey, Everly Brothers, Richie Valens, Nat King Cole, Danny and the Juniors. Yay, the Coasters. I mean, we've got a whole lot. Not everybody, because there's a whole lot more that we didn't have time to put in. And I am never going to have time to play everything I've got. I mean, you know, yeah, John warned me about that. He says, you're never going to get all these played. Well, you know, 1950s music will fly anytime, so we're okay. We don't have to worry about it. Okay, and I know you're all wondering, but all I did Tuesday was to go to Aspen Dental for their first visit exam stuff, you know, x-rays, and poke me with this sharp thing that made me bleed. And she says, I'm not putting any pressure on it. Well, fooey, you aren't.
Huh?
Anyway, I was there for 4 hours on Tuesday. They closed the office at 5. I left at 10 to 6. Yeah, my appointment was at 1:30. I got there at 1 o'clock, and no, I take it back. My appointment was at 2:30. I got there at 2 o'clock. It didn't help.
No.
I was still there for 4 hours. So, anyway, turns out they wanted thousands of dollars because they insisted on doing my whole mouth all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
damn.
I can't do that. You want me to pull money out of the air? I'm not magic, and I don't have a money tree, so that's not going to work. Well, that's the only way I'm going to do it. And I think it's probably just this one dentist that insisted on that. But she was uncompromising. And I said, well, if it's all or nothing, then I guess it's nothing. Because if I can't pay for it, it ain't getting done. So I left, and I am asking them to forward all those x-rays and stuff to another dentist over in a different town. And he's been in practice for 30 years. It's a private practice. It's not a big chain like Aspen Dental is. So maybe he'll be a little more flexible. You know, like, let's just do the top teeth and we'll worry about the rest of it later. I'm not going to die if I don't get my whole mouth fixed right now, you know? It's
right.
It'll
That's
get
true,
done.
Man.
Just be patient and we'll get there. So anyway, he sounds a whole lot more up my alley as far as somebody
Good.
I can get along with and talk to and maybe arrange things with. So we'll see. We'll see. It sounds promising. Let's put it that way. It sounds very promising. So we'll go that route and see what falls out. I mean, you know, it's not the end of the world either way, so I'm all right. Okay, well, now that's all satisfied and everybody has their questions answered, and I'm sorry I didn't answer everybody's individual questions earlier. I was just too busy putting the show together, and I did not want to answer the same questions 4 million times. So I thought, wait till the show starts. We'll answer it one time. Everybody's listening. That'll take care of it. It's good. So there you go, guys. Okay.
Huh?
Let's see. Green River won't work in the 1950s show. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Creedence Clearwater just doesn't fit into a 50s show. It's just not going to... ain't going to fly that way, and it ain't going to go down a train track either. So we'll just have to save it for a different show. But we will do it, just not today. Okay, we're going to start this off. I got a lot of the songs today. John sent me a lot of songs today. So we got Boku songs. They're in a swimming pool today instead of a big bucket, okay? So let's dive in. Yeah. Okay. I haven't been swimming in so long, I don't know if I even still remember how. Gee, Merry Christmas. Anyway, here we go. Rusty Draper from 1957. This song hit number 6 on the top 100 list when it first came out. So here we go with Freight Train.
Freight Train, going so fast. Freight Train, going so fast. I don't care what train I'm on, as long as it keeps rolling on. Nothing now but wrong. Freight train, going so fast. Freight train, going so fast. I don't care what train I'm on, as long as it keeps rolling on. Memory of her is gone. Freight train, going so fast. Freight train, going so fast. I don't care what train I'm on, as long long as it keeps rolling on. When I die, just bury me, please, way down the end of old Chestnut Street. Poplars at my head and feet, and tell her that I've gone to sleep. Freight train, going so fast. Freight train, going so fast. I don't care what train I'm on, as long as it keeps rolling on.
See, that's a good start to the 1950s show. That's great, because that is very much 1950s. Late 1950s? Well, mid-1950s, 1956. So, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay, Drifter. We got so many songs. Drifters. The Drifters, however you want to say it, doesn't matter. This, I thought this was kind of cute myself. It's one that I'd only heard, I think, maybe once before, if that. And John had never heard it before. So I thought it'd be a good one to play. Because nobody's going to hear it. And they'll be hearing it today. This is The Drifters from 1956. Got to get myself a woman. And it sounds desperate.
I got to get myself a woman.
Whoa, somewhere, somehow. I need companionship. And I need it right now.
I got to get myself a woman.
Whoa, before I die. I see so many fine things. But they are passing me by. A man needs to live a settled life, with a loving and a working wife. Well, it don't matter if she's young or old, if she knows to do the things she's told and stay here beside me night and day. So nobody steals her heart away. I know what I really need so much is that loving touch.
I gotta get myself a woman.
Whoa, I'm all alone. Please hurry, let me find someone that I can call my own. Short or tall, or she's built up like a concrete wall, just so she knows how to wash and cook. I don't give a kitty just how she looks. I don't care whatever she knows best. If she suits me, she can drop the rest. That important thing I am thinking of is a lot of love.
I gotta get myself a woman.
One I can call my own.
Now, I thought that was funny.
Yeah,
I'm sure they didn't. I thought it was so cute. I thought it made me smile. It made me chuckle. It's like, man, you sound desperate, dude.
Okay.
I'm just going to let this fly, guys. So if you got your catcher's mitts, catch it. If you want to let it fly by, go ahead. That's all right. It might go all the way out of the park, or it might fall dead flat infield. When that song was playing, I had the thought of, I wonder if Elvis ever felt like that when he was between women and just maybe got a little bit desperate once in a while. And then I thought, nah, that didn't happen. No.
Oh, God, that's funny.
I couldn't couldn't help it. I just, that started, and I started laughing. You guys can't hear what goes on here behind my keyboard. Good thing. Yeah. Okay. But I did. That went through my head, and I thought, oh, my goodness. Yes, I am going to say that. I'm going to ask that question and just let it fall where it's going to fall. So I did. Okay. It amused me for all of 2 minutes. It did, and I'm still laughing about it. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine Elvis being so desperate? I got to get myself a woman. I got to get... Okay. Call Joe Esposito. Hey, Charlie, you guys got to... I got to get...
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord of Marty, can you see... running around like on a Chinese fire drill. Elvis needs a woman. We got to go find a woman.
Well, he might have done it. Who knows?
Oh, Lord Almighty. Okay. I'm going to quit now before I get in really deep trouble. All right. Do you guys remember?
I'll watch that movie again today. The one I told you about last night that I'd never seen. And I just cracked up laughing. I just thought it was, I mean, it's really kind of a dumb movie, but it was just entertaining and funny. And I just needed to laugh, I guess. But I'm going to tell you guys which one it was. I was shocked that it showed up on my screen the other day, and I thought, well, now they've added a few more Elvis movies to my Roku, and it's Follow That Dream. And I've never seen
it before. I always get entertained by that movie. I mean, you know, well, I think it's a very entertaining movie.
It's really funny.
It is kind of stupid in a lot of places, but it is.
Well, it is.
It's entertaining.
It is. Yes, it is.
It's entertaining. has no redeeming qualities, but it's entertaining. So it's okay.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And I thought, you know, and when he's laying on his back on the blanket on the beach and that older lady's making a play for him, and I thought, oh, give me a break.
Yeah.
Lord, help that man. Please help that man, you know. Because he's looking like he wants to escape, you know. Jeez. Okay, anyway, back to 50s music. Follow That Dream was in the 60s, so we're not going to do that. Do you guys remember Tommy Edwards?
John, let's ask John what he thought about doing that movie.
Well, if he wants to answer, he'll answer. If he doesn't, he's already passed it. So he doesn't want any part of it, so we'll just leave it alone. Okay. This is Tommy Edwards. When was this? I didn't write it down. Well, ding-a-longa. Well, it's 1950s. It's the 1950s. John sent this one to me, and I know this song. I heard this enough. I mean, I was little. I was like 5-6 years old. I was little, but I learned this song. And they played it into the 60s, so it's okay.
Okay.
It's called It's All in the Game.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have worked with him, and your future's looking dim, but these things your heart can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game.
One last note, and they didn't do it. It needed one last note. Oh well. I will survive. I will survive.
Sorry.
I will live through it. Maybe. If somebody comes in and finds me with my feet and hands up in the air like a dead puppy dog, you'll know I didn't make it through it. like y'all are going to know that, right? Hey. Okay, 1959, and this is a good one, Dion and the Belmonts, and this was played into the mid-60s and beyond. Dion and the Belmonts doing A Teenager in Love, and weren't we all?
Wow. Time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart, 'cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, next day I feel so sad. I learned to take the good with the bad. But each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. If you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager?
Well, we could answer that for him. Mostly because he's probably 16, 17. And found a girl that he, and he thinks he's in love. Yeah. Once he gets here, he'll figure it out. She'll let him know. Okay. Enough, Jennifer. Johnny Cash. Yes, Johnny Cash was around in the 50s. Without any problem at all. And this is 1958. Johnny Cash did Ballad of a Teenage Queen.
Dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl we've ever seen.
There's a story in our town of the prettiest girl around. golden hair and eyes of blue. How those eyes could flash at you.
How those eyes could flash at you.
Boys hung around her by the school, but she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl we've ever seen.
She was tops and all they said, it never once went to her head. She had everything it seemed, not a care this teenage queen.
Not a care this teenage queen.
Other boys could offer more, but she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, you should be a movie queen.
He would marry her next spring, save his money, bought a ring. Then one day a movie scout came to town to take her out.
Came to town to take her out.
Hollywood could offer more, so she left the boy next door working at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, see you on the movie screen.
Very soon she was a star, pretty house and shining car, swimming pool and a fence around. But she missed her old hometown.
But she missed her old hometown.
All the world was at her door, all except the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, saddest girl we've ever seen.
Then one day the teenage star sold her house and all her cars, gave up all her wealth and fame, left it all and caught a train.
Left it all and caught a train.
Do I have to tell you more? She came back to the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Now the story has some more. You'll hear it all at the candy store.
Okay. Is he going to work at that candy store his whole life? If he does, he better own it someday. He better own it someday if he's going to keep on working there, because that's like, hey, you know, oh, weird. But maybe it's that small of a town. Maybe the only other place to work is a hardware store or the gas station. Okay, huh?
So long ago.
My kind of town. Oh, Lord Almighty. Okay. We're going to play an Elvis song. And this is one that just hardly, I've only heard it twice. And I played it. So that lets you know how often this one gets heard. 1954. So it's right back at the beginning. Milk Cow Blues Boogie.
Oh, well, I woke up this morning and I looked out the door. I can tell that old milk cow by the way she looks. Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change. Well, I woke up this morning and I looked out the door. I can tell that old milk cow, I can tell the way she low. Now if you saw my milk cow, she's a rockin' off on home. I ain't had no milk and butter since that cow's been gone. Well, I try to treat you right day by day. I do a little prayer for get that on your knees and pray for you gonna need. You're gonna need your love and daddy's help someday. When you're gonna be sorry treating me this way. Oh, let's milk it. Good going down. don't that old moon look lonesome when your baby's not around? Well, I've tried everything to get along with you. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna quit my crying. I'm gonna leave you alone. If you don't believe I'm leaving, you can count the days I'm gone. I'm gonna leave. You're gonna need your love and daddy's help someday. And you're gonna be sorry for treating me this way.
You know, for 1954, that was okay. You know, you got to take the time frame into consideration. For the 1960s, 1970s, maybe not so much. But for 1954, that wasn't bad.
No, not at all.
And he wanted them to get real gone for a change. Real gone. I love the way he said that. That was cool. Real gone for a change. Southern boy all the way. How sweet. Okay. Everly Brothers. When both of them are still alive, both of them aren't now. All I have to do is dream.
Dream.
Love to do the Everly Brothers harmony. It just jived so nice. It was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. And then.
Okay, next up, you guys remember Andy Williams, don't you?
Sure.
Okay. I loved his voice. I don't know what, it just had kind of a, it wasn't an airy quality, but it wasn't gravelly either. It just had that certain, I don't know, what was it, kind of a buzz, a raspy buzz, kind of?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was, but I loved his voice. I loved his voice. Anyway, here is Andy Williams doing Butterfly.
Butterfly.
You tell me you love me, you say you'll be true. Then you fly around with somebody new. But I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. You're treating me mean, you're making me cry. I've made up my mind to tell you goodbye. But I'm no good without you, you butterfly. I knew from the first time I kissed you that you were the troubling kind. Cause the honey drips from your sweet lips when tasting I'm out of my mind. I love you so much, I know what I'll do. I'm clipping your wings, you're flying us through. Cause I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. Ooh, I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. I can't live without you, you butterfly. I knew from the first time I kissed you that you were the troubling kind. Cause the honey that drips from your sweet lips when tasting I'm out of my mind. Ooh, I love you so much, I know what I'll do. I'm flipping your wings, you're flying us through. About you, you butterfly, you butterfly, you butterfly.
That was a doo-wah ending. Doo-wah. That's cool. We're going to do another Elvis song. 1956. This is one John sent me called I Was the One.
I was the one who taught her to kiss the way that she kisses you now. And you know the way she touches your cheek. Well, I taught her how. I was the one who taught her to cry when she wants you under a spell. The sight of the tears drives you out of your. And my love as perfect as could be. She lived, she loved, she laughed, she cried, and it was all for me. I'll never know. Taught her to lie. Now that it's over and done, was all for me. I never know. Taught her to lie. Now that it's over, now learned a lesson when she broke my heart. I was
was the one.
That ending, that was kind of nice. Okay. I like that song. It's kind of a I'm defeated and you better treat her right kind of song. Sounds good anyway, doesn't it? Anyway, Richie Valens. Now you guys remember Richie Valens, Big Bopper, and Buddy Holly going down in that plane crash on February 3rd of 1959 over Clear Lake. We still remember them. It was just such a weird, horrible thing to have happened. So it's never going to leave our memories. It really isn't. But I am very, very glad that they did so much music before that. Richie Valens was only 17 years old. But he did manage to leave us some music. And I'm very, very happy for that. That was wonderful. So, in view of that, we are playing Richie Valens, Donna. I just want to say that for a while here, I'm not going to be answering any calls because I've got too much music to play. I don't have time to chitty-chatty. So that's just how it's going to sit for today. Forgive me for that, but that's what we need to do at this point in time. So here is the second person that died in that plane crash, the Big Bopper with Chantilly Lace.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, wiggling a walk and a giggling a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, baby? But, oh, honey. But, oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace had a pretty face, had a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8, and don't be late. But, baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace had a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, made the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
You know, it's just such a shame. We lost some great talent that day, you know. Can you imagine what he would have done and what Richie Valens would have done if they had been able to hang around for a few years? Oh, my word. That would have been cool. Okay, on to the next biggie. We've got Buddy Holly doing Peggy Sue.
Then you know why I feel blue without Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gally, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you. Well, I love you, gal, I want you, Peggy Sue. Yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue. With a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you.
Okay. That was the third of our great singers that was in that plane crash. Now, that was Peggy Sue. He did another one. Nobody hears this one very much, but it's right in there swinging. You know, it swings back. This is Peggy Sue Got Married. I bet she broke 100 hearts when she got married. Maybe 150. The town was Girl Finn. Yeah. Uh-huh. Where that came from, I don't know. Don't ask me. Don't try to find it. Just let it go. All right. Elvis. 1956. Tutti Frutti.
Wop, bobble, wop, lop, bam, boom, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Wop, bobble, wop, lop, bam, boom, I got a gal named Sue, she know just what to do. I got a gal named Sue, she know just what to do. She rob me to the east, she rob me to the west, she's a gal that I love best. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Bop, bop, a loo, bop, bop, bam, boom. I got a gal named Daisy, she almost drive me crazy. I got a gal named Daisy, she almost drive me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. A boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Babaloo, babalop, bamboo, hit it!
Bam, boom. I like it. I like it. What can I tell you? Tutti Frutti. Oh, yeah, I own that alley. Okay, don't ask. I don't know. It just fell out of my mouth. Okay. Here is Roy. Well, it's supposed to be Roy Orbison. Let me see. Oh, don't tell me I didn't. I might not. You know, it's the way things go sometimes. I listened to it twice. I don't have any idea what happened to it. And it's very irritating. But what do you do, right? You type it in three different ways into your computer and hope your computer is smarter than you are. It doesn't happen too often. There it is. My computer is smarter than me. And if you tell anybody, I'll deny it. No, I won't. I don't mind. Okay, here's Roy Orbison from Sun Records, 1956, Trying to Get to You.
Well, I've been traveling over mountains, now even through the valley too. Well, I've been traveling night and day, running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Well, since I read your loving letter, where you said that you love me true, well, I've been traveling night and day, running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Well, there was nothing that could hold me, hard to keep me away from you. Since your loving letter told me that you really love me too, I just had to reach you, baby, back of all that I've been through. Night and day, running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Well, if I had to do it over, well, that's exactly what I'd do. I'd keep traveling night and day, running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Black as night, it still shined bright as light when I was trying to get to you.
All right. I know it's here. I don't want that one. I want just plain old. Yeah, there we go. Tennessee. 1955 Rockabilly. John sent this. Carl and Jay Perkins. So it can be Jay's fault as well as Carl's fault, whatever it might be. It's okay. They teamed up, so it's fine. This is from Sun Records in, did I write it down what year? No, of course I didn't. Why would I want to write it down? Anyway, it is from Sun Records, Rockabilly, Tennessee, 1955. Tennessee. Oh, here it is. 1955. I left my brain in the refrigerator too long this morning. I didn't get it in the shower soon enough. So here we go. Anyway, Tennessee.
Now there are folks who like to brag about where they came from, but when they start that stuff, I let them be. But it makes me feel like I want to brag some, to know that I come from the state of Tennessee.
Let's give old Tennessee credit for music, as they play it up in Nashville every day. Let's give old Tennessee credit for music, as they play it in that old hillbilly way.
Mr. Red Foley came from Kentucky, now Ernest Tubbs down in Texas, don't you see? But if all you folks out there can remember, Mr. Eddie Arnold came from Tennessee.
Let's give old Tennessee credit for music, as they play it up in Nashville every day. Give old Tennessee credit for music, as they play it in that old hillbilly way.
Bombs, they say, that can blow up our world, dear. Well, a country boy like me, I would agree. But if all you folks out there will remember, they made their first atomic bomb in Tennessee.
Let's give old Tennessee credit for music, as they play it up in Nashville every day. Let's give old Tennessee credit for music, as they play it in that old hillbilly way.
Give Tennessee the credit. Why not? Right? It's just sitting there. They're not doing nothing else. Give it credit for music. What the hey? Of course, you got to give it credit for Elvis and Carl Perkins.
True.
And you know, you can go on down the list. I mean, Tennessee's gotta give Tennessee credit for a lot of things rather than just music. But a lot of it's music related, isn't it?
Okay.
Whether it's Nashville or Memphis, music. Okay, guys, we've got a little bit of news, I guess. John let me know this morning when we were doing music for the show. Tom Springfield, who is Dusty Springfield's brother, has died. It was about a month ago. He died July 27th. So, you know, about a month ago. Do you know what his name was?
What?
Pick it right out of, I think it's Greek mythology. His name was Dionysius Patrick O'Brien when he was born. He didn't like that much, so he changed it to Tom Springfield.
I can't blame me.
Oh, goodness gosh. I wonder what Dusty Springfield's name was when she was born. That could be interesting. Hey, okay. He was born July. Now, this is interesting, I find, you know. He was born July 2nd of 1934 and died July 27th of 2022. I think that's interesting. Born, die, same month. You know, that's the only thing more interesting would have been if he had been the same day. That would have been freaky. Anyway, here's what they say about good old Tommy. That he was an English musician, songwriter, and record producer who was prominent in the 1960s folk and pop music scene. He was the older brother of Dusty Springfield, with whom he performed in the Springfield. He wrote several hit songs for the Springfields, like Island of Dreams, Say I Won't Be Here, I Won't Be There, and later for the Seekers, I'll Never Find Another You or A World of Our Own, The Carnival Is Over, and Georgie Girl. Now, you guys remember Georgie Girl, don't you? That was real popular in the 60s. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. It came out just about the same time as a movie. Anyway, he produced the Seekers records as well. Now, early on, they called him Dion. Well, when your name is Dionysius, Dion's better. He was born in Hampstead, London, and he was the oldest child of Gerard and Kay O'Brien. And he was from County Kerry originally and went to Royal Grammar School in High Wycombe. Wycombe? I don't know how you pronounce that, guys. I'm sorry I butchered it. He joined the Army for his national service from 1952 to 1954 and was assigned to the Joint Services School for Linguistics in Colston, Surrey. And it was known as the Russian Corps. Its purpose was to train conscripts in intelligence techniques. That was a British thing. They were prepared more than anybody else in the world, I think. They did cryptography and all that stuff. It was kind of cool, you know. And anyway, he did his thing, and him and his and his sister started singing together. And they did a Russian folk song called Stenka Razin. I don't know. I may have just butchered that pronunciation too, in which case please forgive me because I have no clue. But anyway, he was assigned to the Intelligent Corps Depot in Maresfield, Sussex. And he teamed up with two other musicians while he was there, and they formed a guitar trio playing Latin American songs. So anyway, you know, they were having a good time while they were having to do their duty, their national service. And it was kind of cool. You know, they kept putting all this stuff together. And they got he was in this group, and then after that he was in this group, and after that he was this group, and he was proficient on piano and guitar, and he taught himself. He didn't read music, he played by ear. In other words, he would hear a song and then play it, much like Elvis did. So it was really kind of cool, and he played ragtime piano and got paid for doing that, so why not, you know? And then in the late 50s, he got into actually forming groups, duos, and all this stuff, and got together with his sister. And the Springfields broke up in 1963 because Dusty wanted to go solo. Typical woman. Anyway, He became a record producer for the Seekers. And then he wrote a lot of their major hits, which we've already enumerated. And he just stayed in music, you know, and I think that was pretty cool. He did his thing in music. He didn't really get out and rub elbows, so to speak. He kind of kept his private life private, and then he had his music career, but he kind of kept them separate, which, you know, there are quite a few artists that will do that because you've got to guard something in your life. You can't let the public have everything or they'll rip you apart. So he did that, and then, let's see, he lived in the United States and then resided in Chelsea, London. And he lived in Chelsea up until his death on July 27th at the age of 88.
Wow.
And he disliked being in the public eye. That's why he decided to keep his private life private and not share it with the world. And they actually didn't report his death for several weeks. Nobody knew he died. It was like, okay. Huh. And another band member described him as a recluse, a bohemian in the true sense. So I guess in that sense of the word, he would be proud to be called a bohemian. You know, there's really nothing wrong with it. It just means you've got a certain lifestyle that you prefer, and everybody else thinks you're weird. But it works. It works. People keep doing it, so it must work, right? Anyway, I think he enjoyed his life. He had a lot of stuff. He wrote a lot of songs. He produced a lot of music. He was involved in music his whole life. And never got bored with it, you know. He kept his private life private, which a lot of them tried to do, but some of them just aren't real successful at it because they want to please the people that, quote, unquote, employ them, you know. Uh-huh. And I understand that, but it'll kill them in the long run, you know. You got to keep a part of yourself for yourself and the people you love. And most of them get that, and they figure out how. Some of them never do understand how. So anyway, John and I wanted to tell you guys about Tom Springfield and the fact of all the stuff he was involved in with music all that time, and he wrote stuff for Dusty all that time. And he was in different music groups and wrote for them, produced a lot of music. And clerk until he died, I think he was a happy person because he never was without music. He had music in his soul, and he was never without it. I think he did okay with his life. He really did. And if he was private enough that people didn't know he died for several weeks, he was successful. He was successful at living the way he wanted to live. And that's important, and a lot of people aren't able to accomplish that. So I think that was really special. So anyway, we wanted you guys to know that one of the Springfields is no longer with us here on this earth. I wonder what kind of music he's going to write when he gets up with that choir. That could be interesting. You know, we're going to have one heck of a time when we all get home. That is going to be something to experience. That's going to be fantastic. Can you imagine? Oh, my word. Almost makes you want to go now, doesn't it? Anyway, just almost. I still got things to do and things to experience. People to meet. The world to see. So, you know, I don't want to go yet. You hear that, Lord? Give me a little more time, okay? Just a little more. Anyway, back to the, he listens to me too when I talk to him like that, because he knows that he's my daddy. That's how it is. So we're good. Has anybody heard of the Moon Glows?
No, I haven't, Jay.
That does not surprise me. John never heard of the Moon Glows. I heard this song once, but you see, I couldn't remember that it was the Moon Glows that did it, so I don't know. Anyway, here is the Moon Glows, and we're going to hear Most of All.
Most of all, I want your warming praise. No one can take your place. I need you most of all. Most of all,
sure tell that was from the 1950s, can't you? Just
exactly.
The way they put it together with the harmony and the way they ended it, and that definitely 1950s. As a matter of fact, it was 1955. So we're staying in the 50s, kids. We're staying in the 50s today. Now we've got one John sent by Nat King Cole. Now, y'all know Nat King Cole, but when you think of Nat King Cole, what's the song you think of? Everybody thinks of one song when they think of Nat King Cole. Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Mona Lisa. That's all anybody ever thinks of. And it's like, he did so much more than Mona Lisa. But that's what he got to be known for. And his voice was so good for that song. Oh, Lordy. You know what? Here's one that he did in 1957. John sent this to me this morning, called Fascination from 1957. 7, Nat King Cole.
It was fascination, I know, and it might have ended right then at the start. Just a passing glance, just a brief romance, and I might have gone on my way empty-hearted. It was fascination, I know, seeing you alone with the moonlight above. Then I touch your hand and next moment I kiss you. Fascination turned to love. Fascination, I know, seeing you alone with the moonlight above. Then I touch your hand and next moment I kiss you. Fascination turns
to love. Didn't he just do that so pretty though? That's just
Yeah.
I won't say his voice makes me want to sigh like Elvis' voice does on a lot of songs, but yeah, you just
he
kinda,
has a sad
you
voice.
Start,
he has a sad voice, though. He does.
It's very smooth, and it reminds me of what a snake does when Snake Charmer mesmerizes it. You know, his voice does that to me. You just kind of start it. Once you listen to it, you're hooked. And it's not so much the way that Elvis makes you want to listen to it. This is like I say, the way a snake charmer turns a snake. You get hooked onto it, and you just have to. There's no. Well, if you know what I mean, you know what I mean. If you don't, you don't. That's just how it kind of goes. It's hard to explain. So let's leave that one fall to the floor. it'll be okay right down there with the carpet. There we go. Have you ever tried to explain something that something makes you feel, but the words just don't match it? You just can't.
Yeah.
It's like trying to put a jigsaw puzzle together when there's four pieces missing. It's just not going to work.
Uh-uh.
That's very frustrating, by the way. I tried that before. It doesn't.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. Bill Haley and the Comets. Yeah.
Yeah.
1955. Rock around the clock.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad flags up. Join me, honey. We'll have some fun.
Now that was a good ending. Perfect. I love it. All right. I feel complete now. I can breathe again. We actually had a good ending. I can do that. All right. Elvis from 1956. Lord Almighty, if it was before October, I wasn't even 3 years old yet. So anyway, here is Money, Honey.
You know the man that ought to ring my front door bell. I let it ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window, I peered through the blind, and asked him to tell me what was on his mind. What you want to see.
And the winds may blow, the women may call for men, the women may...
I do like that song. You can chair dance really good to that. You know, if this chair was the best $85 I ever spent. My goodness sakes, I bought it 20 years ago and it's still going. Not real strong, but it's going. doesn't have any padding left on one arm, and the other one's ripping off. But hey, you know what? I can still sit in it, and I can still move to the groove. Yeah. So or whatever. I don't know where half this stuff comes from. It just kind of falls out of my mouth. Oh. People are going to be wondering about me from one end of the country to the other. What the heck is wrong with that lady? And I ain't telling. Well, there you go. All right, here's Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps. Be-bop-a-lula, she's my baby.
Well, be-bop-a-lula, she's my baby. She's the queen of all the teens. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that the got that beat. Oh, she's the woman with the flying feet. Oh, she's the one that walks around the store. Oh, she's the one that deals the money.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm kind of nervous here. That's a song called Be-Bop-A-Lula. Here's one of our brand new records called High Blood Pressure. Goes like this.
Okay. Now, that was Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps. They actually released that song in 1956. This performance was a live performance in 1958 at the Town Hall Dance. So they really did things like that. It wasn't just in the movies. Amazing. Okay. Now I'm going to do two versions of the next song just because the first one is the first recording of the song. And the second one is the version that John sent me this morning. And I thought, I'm going to play both of them because I can. Who's going to stop me, right? This is Marty Robbins, who did the first recording of Singing the Blues in 1955.
Well, I never felt more
'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. You, why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars are no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. Everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
I remember that. Why, I don't know, because I wasn't even 2 years old yet, but I remember that song. I ain't even going to hazard a guess. I'm just going to leave it alone. I don't want to explore that. We're just going to let it go back into the closet and lay down. There we go. Okay. Now, the very next year, in 1956, Guy Mitchell released that song. So here we go with Guy Mitchell.
Why? singing the blues.
Boy, they had a pretty definite good ending, too. This is getting good. 1950s mm-hmm. got it together. Okay. All right. And now, drum roll, please. Here it is. Don't ask, because I ain't telling. 1956, Elvis Presley. First stage show appearance of Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Mr. Elvis Presley.
Well, get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, I roll my breakfast cause I'm a hungry man. I believe you're doing me wrong and now I know. I believe you're doing me wrong and now I know. Cause the heart I work the faster my money goes. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 The way you wanna do it right, just leave your dog on the sofa. I'm like a Mississippi bullfrog sitting on a hollow stump. I got so many women, I don't know which way to jump. Well, I said flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. I said flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. Don't ever leave me. Don't ever say goodbye.
An amazing thing happens from the very moment people lay eyes on you. And it isn't just the music. It's the clothes, the sideburns, and duck tail. And he doesn't just look different. He looks dangerous.
But didn't everybody love it?
Yes. Yes.
Of course. Because this was his first stage show appearance. That implies many more. Well, there you go. Okay. Let's see. I got a lot. This is like, I have enough. And I love it. It's totally awesome. Okay. Okay. We the Coasters. Yakety yak.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't serve that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yakety yak.
Don't talk back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that step out with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight. Or you don't go out Friday night. Yakety yak.
Don't talk back.
You just put on your coat and hat.
Hold back.
Don't you give me no dirty look.
Don't talk back.
Jaggedy yak, jaggedy yak. Jaggedy yak, jaggedy yak. Jaggedy yak, jaggedy yak.
You know, it was just, John says, all suggestions for good shows are welcomed. So, of course, I had to make my suggestion. Not like I wouldn't have any other opportunities, but hey, get your licks in while you can, right? Anyway, yeah. I said, we need some rhythm and blues. Oh, yeah. Got to do the blues. I like it. All right, now this is not blues. It's not rhythm. It's a mover and a shaker. It's called 1956 Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel. I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry their inner gloom. I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be so lonely, they could die. Keep flowing, the death clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back and think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. You're so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
Where the jockey is the smoothest and the music is the coolest at the hop.
because all of a sudden nothing was going to work here. That's not good. At least it's almost at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm trying to find, there's two songs I've been trying to find, and neither one of them wants to come up, and it's just really irritating. Let's try. There we go. Now, why wouldn't that come up? Oh, because you left the I off the dingbat, and you were telling it to find the I. Okay. All right. You know, I only got 5 minutes left, so I probably should say thank you very, very much to everybody that joined me tonight for this 50s music show. I hope you all had fun because the 50s is just fun. There's so much music they did. They were exploring different ways to do things, and not as much as they did in the 60s, but it was simply started in the 50s. And they were, everybody got in on the game. And they were just rolling with it. It was so much music, so many versions, so many interesting things going on. And you lost track, especially from 1955 through 1958. It was, you could have filled up a truckload. It was fantastic. So thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I am sure you loved it because I certainly loved it. It was so fun. And thank you, John, for giving me all of the great songs that you sent me this morning. It just got my brain cooking, and so I was able to add to it. And you were right. We've got more than enough. I added more than we actually needed. But you know what? We can do them later. It's not a problem. They don't mold. So it's okay. Thank goodness we would have lost them. But thank you so, so much for having your brain plugged in and shooting me those songs, because it made a difference. Everything is just so wonderful. And I love your participation because it just makes it better. It gets my brain working. It makes it more fun. So thank you for being here and doing the show with me. And thank you, Sue, for coming in and hanging in there, girl.
You're very welcome. Even through all
the funny stuff. Yeah, and I'm not talking about me. Anyway, yeah. You know, thank you, everybody that's out there in internet land, listening, streaming. I hope you had a good time, because the 1950s music was just made for a good time. And how can you help it? How can you help it? We'll do it again, just not next show. We'll play some more 50s music. It's not going to be an all 50s music show. But we're not going to forget about it. It'll be there. And we'll go on to the 60s. And we'll go on to, we're going to have specials at least once a week, because they're just so good. I can't help myself. And John can't help it either. You know, he's right in there stroking. What do we want to do next? So, hey, guys, be prepared, because it could be anything. It really could. Come back on Sunday for the gospel show. And you're going to enjoy it, because it's always so good. It's always so good. Same time, same network, same crazy host. Can't get away from me. So come on out. Come on in. Set yourself prepared to enjoy some great gospel music on Sunday. You're going to love it. You really are. In the meantime, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Stay well, stay safe, and I'll see you on Sunday. Bye, y'all.
Good night, Jenny.
Good night, honey.
Oh.